Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Romans chapters 7 to 9, getting a better perspective of our life's problems. We read in Romans chapter 8 verses 28 to 30 like this: "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified." Through this passage, Apostle Paul gives us an astounding truth. Whatever God permits to come into our lives is designed to conform us to the image of His Son. Our lives are controlled by our wonderful God, who has a wonderful plan for our lives. The next two verses give us a better understanding about God's divine program for our lives. First of all, God foreknew us in eternity past. God's foreknowledge has a purpose and ensures our eventual repentance and belief in Jesus Christ. In due time, God has called us in recent past when we heard the gospel call. When we responded to God's call, repented from our sins, and accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, God justified us. That is, He declared us to be righteous. One day we shall be glorified and reign with Christ. This is one of the strongest passages in the New Testament on the eternal security of the believer. In the midst of our life's problems, God wants to make us aware that He is working on every detail of our lives to the end, established in His eternal purposes. This gives us a better perspective which reacts to the many problems that troubles us many times. We need to understand that these problems are meant to develop us so that we can better understand God's purpose for our lives. How can we make this passage work for us as we face tough, troubling times? Let us affirm our trust in God's presence that is with us always until the end of our lives. Let us align our goals with God's purposes, which are much greater than our wildest imagination. And let us accept the reliability of God's promises, which are more precious than anything we have in our possession. We read in the first epistle of John, chapter 3, verses 2 and 3 like this: "Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has his hope in Him purify himself just as He is pure."